Tina Wood here with Inside Xbox. I'm at EA Tiburon in Orlando, Florida, where I'm going to talk to Randy Chase about a brand new franchise they have coming out called EA Sports MMA. We're going to get all the features and all the online scoop. So, Randy, you guys are working on a brand new franchise, EA Sports MMA. What can you tell me about it?
Yeah, EA Sports MMA is a brand new franchise for EA Sports. We're all really excited about it. We have a lot of really passionate and dedicated fans of the sport working on the title. And what we're really bringing with this game is MMA as a sport from a global perspective. MMA is the sport, and there's leagues within that. And we're really going to demonstrate what MMA is from all over the world. The game is dedicated to authenticity and really bringing out the personality and the styles of our fighters, from the United States, from Japan, from Brazil, and really showing people what MMA is like from a global perspective.
And so how do you brand a game like that?
Well, the biggest thing for us is to really go out there and make sure that we're being true to the sport, and that we're informing people of what the sport's all about. Because people come from different frame of reference. The UFC is definitely huge here in the United States, but there's other organizations as well. Strikeforce right now is on CBS, and really going out there and getting the EA Sports brand out into the sport, and to show that we're dedicated to growing the sport of MMA, both here in the United States, but also we've done things in Japan, we've done things in Europe, and really showing that we're serious about the sport of MMA.
And tell me about some of the fighters that you have on the roster.
We've announced a good number of fighters, and we have some great diversity. We have really huge names like Fedor Emelianenko, who's from Russia. He's the number one heavyweight in the world. Many believe one of the best pound-for-pound fighters in the world. Randy the Natural Couture, who is a legend in the sport, still going strong at in his 40s. He's huge. But we also have guys like Shinya Aoki from Japan, who has a definite his own style. And we've got champions from Strikeforce, like Gilbert Melendez and Jake Shields. And we have guys from various backgrounds, different disciplines, because the sport of MMA is made up of, wrestling and jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai. And we want to make sure that we represented all of that in the game, and have guys that have different styles, so that when you go to pick up the game, you're not, you don't just play a couple guys and you start to get bored, because every guy is a different experience.
And how true a simulation is for each particular fighter?
It's actually true all the way down to how they hold their hands when they're in the cage. We actually did a demonstration a while back where we had Fedor Emelianenko versus Brett Rogers, and you can really see the distinct. Brett Rogers is kind of a boxing type guy, so he's got his hands kind of going. Fedor is kind of more stoic, and we got all their styles from how they approach the fight. But then also, we don't have like set moves for a wrestler. It's if you're a wrestler, if we're recreating a certain wrestler, like Randy Couture's a wrestler, because of wrestling background, we're recreating him, not his style. So every fighter is their own distinct style, no matter what their background is.
So there's a lot of strategy in just MMA fighting. How do you bring the real life strategy into developing a game like that on the Xbox 360?
Well, that was one of the really great things about the people that we have on our team. So we actually have guys that actually train within the sport. So they know the strategy and the mental aspect of the game. And so that's why with our control scheme is very simple to learn. And where we really want to put the challenges is in the timing and the strategy when you go into your fight, because that's where it is when you're in the cage. So it's all about picking the right time to change positions and picking the right time to strike and that sort of thing. And then also like looking for opportunities. So if you're in an advantageous position, making sure that you take advantage of that. And if you're on the other side of the coin, if you're on the defensive, looking for an opportunity to kind of take and flip the position.
So what's the technology behind it? Is it based on the Fight Night engine, or like what's it based on?
We put a lot of the elements in. So from our striking is we did borrow some stuff from Fight Night with how our striking is done. So we are using the right analog stick for punches and things of that sort. The cool thing about that too is that the way we've mapped our controls is that our controls, no matter if you're standing in the clinch or on the ground, the controls are similar. So you're not having to learn every time you go to a different place. new controls, like, okay, I'm on the ground now, how does this work? So we wanted to make it so that it was intuitive no matter where you are. But when we pulled in tech from those guys, And we created some of our own stuff here, but we're definitely looking throughout the entire label and pulling in all the resources that we can. I mean, we have guys on this team that have come from different teams, so they brought a lot of different expertise from across EA Sports.
So what's the pressure? It's a brand new franchise with EA who's super, super successful. MMA is growing incredibly. Is there a lot of pressure there to make just a great, flawless game?
Yeah, I mean, just from the people we've talked to, and just the expectation of EA Sports is that we put out games that really represent the sport. So, we've been put painstaking hours into doing that, to recreating all these fighters. We bring these guys in here, and we all get nervous because we're like, well, one, they're really big, so you don't want them to get upset when they see themselves.
And game makers don't tend to be as big, right?
Exactly. So, you really want you want those guys to really feel like you've recreated them. And so we look at hours of film, but we also take advantage of the time when they're here. We just had a fighter in a couple days ago, and he actually got down. We put some mats down, and he was rolling with some of our guys and saying, and he sees things in the game. They give us feedback, and we can make those changes. So, we've really had been fortunate to be able to tap into the guys. The guys love video games. These fighters love video games. And so, they want to help us as much because they want to be able to play, and they want to have a great time.
Yeah, so how psyched are they that they got asked to do this? I mean, it's been all about the Madden love and Tiger Woods and all that, but this is sort of their first opportunity. Are they like, oh, my God, yes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, all these guys are just really stoked to be in a game. I mean, especially, we have a really great cross-section of fighters in our game. We have guys that are established, like Randy and like Fedor.
Yeah.
But then we have guys like Teron Woodley, who we just announced not too long ago. He's just breaking into the sport. So, I mean, he's got a little boy that plays video games, and he's just stoked for his son to be able to play with him. And so, these guys are really, really into it, which is great, not only from the standpoint of they're supportive of us, but from the standpoint of they're great with giving feedback. Because, they play video games, so they get it. So if they're playing it, they'd be like, well, this kind of doesn't feel.
That's cool.
And then they can kind of help us make the connection between what they feel in the cage and what they feel when they're on the sticks. So that's been a great asset for us, and I think it's really going to put us over the top as far as getting that realism in the game.
Well, something else that also makes sort of gamers competitive is achievements, achievements, achievements. Can you talk about any of the achievements or what you guys have put in?
All the achievements are kind of under lock and key right now, but they'll definitely be plenty. There's a lot of upward mobility in the game and different aspects for people of varying skill levels. So we want to make sure that the guys that are like the true hardcore, that there'll be stuff for them, but also guys that are just kind of getting in and learning about the sport. Something that's very important to us is that as far as growing the sport of MMA is that we think just like a lot of people grew up learning how to play football with Madden, that this game is going to bring a lot of people into the fold and let them learn a lot about MMA. So we'll have stuff for them from achievement standpoint all the way through every aspect of the game.
Okay, before I let you go, do you have one favorite feature or aspect of the game personally?
I just think it's cool that for the longest time, people wanted to see Fedor Emelianenko fight Randy, and the fight never happened. So if you talk to any fighter that comes in here, you talk to a lot of the guys on the team, I mean, it's awesome that you're going to be able to take these two guys, put them into the game, and really recreate it from the standpoint of this game looks so real that this is close you're going to get to see some of these fights that we're able to put on in our game. And that one's special for me because I think these guys, both those guys are great.
Awesome. Randy, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.